Uber made its trading debut this morning. The company's highly anticipated IPO has been off to a rough start so far. Emily, you spoke to CEO Dara Khosrowshahi this morning about the opening. He had this to say.
We don't want to be dependent on public markets for capital. This was important. This was a very important capital raise for us. But believe me, we believe that our business can and should be profitable over time.
Of course, he's downplaying the impact of the IPO a bit. Just how bad is it for Uber?
Well, look, so the opening price, or they priced the shares at $45 a piece, so they were hoping to start there, but instead they opened at $42 a share. And to put that in perspective, you rarely see a tech IPO drop on its first day of trading, and certainly open below on its first day of trading. I can't remember the last time this happened with an IPO that we have been following closely. So this is certainly not what Uber wants on its opening day. Generally, you're looking for a nice sort of pop that will drive momentum and optimism over the next several weeks. Now, it is true, it is about the long term. It is certainly not just about today, but it's certainly not starting off on the right foot.
Of course, there's also the matter of timing, the day that they've chosen.
Absolutely. Look, it's a tough day to go public. There's a lot of red on the board. You've got trade talks on the rocks. You've got the president tweeting. And Dara Khosrowshahi, when I spoke to him, did actually seem to try to blame it a little bit on the markets. Said you can't pick when you go public. You don't know what the market's going to be doing that day. To which I said, well, look, is it the markets, or is it the fact that Uber is losing billions and billions of dollars every year? You know, this is a company that is still losing a lot of money. And in order for it to continue to grow, they're going to need to continue to invest, continue to spend. They're facing strikes from their drivers. We just saw one this week, drivers who say they're not paid a living wage. So even if they brought their wages up a little, that's going to push on the bottom line. That's going to impact riders if they, in fact, raise prices. And so in every market that they're in, you know, every geographic market, ride hailing, food delivery, they also do trucking, and they've got scooters and e-bikes. All of those markets are facing competition and price wars and sort of getting assaulted from all sides.
Okay, so let's think back, though, on some recent IPOs, excluding Lyft, of companies that weren't making money, that were losing money.
Well, most tech companies aren't making money when they go public. So, for example, Pinterest just went public. They had a healthy pop on the first day, like 30% or so. You know, they're still losing millions of dollars, but you can see profitability in sight. Zoom, actually, which is the video conferencing company, was a rare unicorn in that it is making money. Not much money, but it is in the green, and that company spiked 60 to 70% on its opening day. So you could really see investors sort of valuing that balance sheet. And, you know, perhaps investors right now, they just don't have the opportunity, appetite for long-term risk. And, you know, they certainly have had it back in the day. You know, Amazon famously was not profitable for a very long time. And Dara has tried to compare Uber to Amazon. He said, look, we're a platform. We do all of these things. But Amazon's growth wasn't slowing when it went public. You know, certainly it was a lot earlier in its life cycle. And you've got people wondering, is Uber an Amazon or an eBay?